This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the theory that there is definitely stuff y'all want to know about trade wars and trade policy in general that we here are not thinking of, I went out on Twitter this morning and asked for your questions. We got bunches of them, it's safe to say. This one came from Sean Burns. He asked, how long will it take for these tariffs to affect the prices of consumer goods? Marketplace's Amy Scott was on answer duty today.
That's actually starting to happen already. Prices of aluminum and steel have been rising in the last couple of months due to the tariffs already in place on countries like Russia and China that did not get exemptions. Now adding in Canada, Mexico, and the European Union, prices are only going to go up further. It takes a while for that to sort of work itself through the rest of the economy, maybe weeks in some cases, months in others. But ultimately, consumers are going to end up paying more for things like cars and refrigerators, cans of food and beer. There's just a whole range of products that could be affected by these tariffs.
We got this one from Matt Dietrich, which requires just a tiny bit of a setup. He wants to know under what conditions China might leverage its reserves of U.S. debt and how likely are they to use it in a trade war. Before we get to the answer, you need to know that according to the Treasury Department, as of March this year, China holds a bit more than $1.1 trillion in U.S. government debt. Those are Treasury bonds, in other words. We called Mary Lovely. She's a professor of economics at Syracuse University for the answer to this one.
China has never threatened to leverage the debt. Any kind of retaliation that China uses as a response to the Section 301 tariffs or steel tariffs or any other tariffs will almost certainly be another set of tariffs on our goods. So they've already indicated pretty clearly how they intend to retaliate. They're very good students of American economy and American politics. And so I expect that they will aim their tariff arrow quite clearly to hit specific targets in the U.S.
We put a bunch more answers to your trade questions. Really, it's some, not a bunch. But anyway, the answers are up at marketplace.org. And please do keep them coming. I'm at Kai Ryssdal on Twitter. The show is at Marketplace.